It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the 4Play Podcast. This is a podcast of Cool FM Kano. We are glad you're here with us today. My name is ME the Magnificent. 4Play is never complete if the four guys are not complete in the studio. So, D-Talkie is here, Mr. Mega with the double G.
We in the building, let's get it.
And of course, the Pirate of the P, pushing the P. The E to the RRC. So today's episode is bothering on flirting, and we really want to answer this long question of, is flirting cheating? How far is too far when it comes to flirting? Hey. What is the borderline between flirting and cheating? But first, let's start. What is flirting itself?
Well, I mean, it's like sending somebody a message, but in an indirect way.
What kind of you message?
It's like some sexual intentions, but you do it in a playful way anyway, you know? And I think that the people who made the rule and called certain things flirting and tried to throw it into cheating, this was many, many years ago. This thing needs to change. These people who used to say flirting is the same or equals to cheating used to say this back in the day when we didn't even have social media. I mean, it just seemed like flirting was like you really have to see the person and you have to be physically available. It was not so easy. But now times have changed. We've got social media now. I can just whip out my phone on WhatsApp and have a little chit chat with somebody and then throw a small flirt somewhere. And now there are a good number of people would want to say that is cheating. I think that's not. I think flirting should be kept in a different box from cheating, or there has to be a level to where flirting can get to that it might be considered cheating, but not to say as long as you flirt, you're cheating.
If you ask me, is flirting cheating? I would say emphatically no, because one, it's not physical. There's no emotions attached. It's just two people vibing with each other. And last time I checked, vibing with someone doesn't mean you are cheating.
Wow. Okay. These people vibing, are they in respective relationships?
Who cares?
Or at least is one of them in a relationship, committed relationship,
who cares,
with somebody?
It's not cheating.
Why would you not
whether
care?
You're in a relationship or not, you're not cheating. There's no physicality, there's no emotions involved. So whether you have one partner or a million partners, you are not cheating.
Okay.
A very interesting take from what Eric said is the fact that, you know, honestly, if you're going to be flirting, right, you really should not be concerned if the other person is in a relationship or not.
There you go.
If you look good, for example, I probably would just throw a couple words your way and then, you know, include a little bit of.
Are you sure you're just throwing a little
flirtatious comment?
Are you sure just a little word?
Just a few words. You know what I mean? Sometimes it could be smart. Actually, you could do it in a way that she'd be like, oh, okay, I like this guy's actually super
word.
Witty. You know, you just drop it there and then boom, you're off. You know, it's not unnecessarily going on for way too long. That's the situation with having to think if someone has a relationship or not. If you're thinking about the person having a relationship, that's what you're thinking about way too much.
Exactly.
And that is when you have plans. If you start asking, if the person now says, I am single, gang, gang, guess what it does? It conditions your mind to say, this could lead somewhere.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
And then
my issue is, sorry to cut you short, I feel like there was a time when compliments were just compliments.
That's what I was about
now
to say.
Like,
compliment is different from flirting. You are taking compliments to extra levels.
Yeah, there seems to be a
to
very
make it flirt.
Gray area now. Like, when you are complimenting, ladies love it. You know, they smile back at you and
they
stuff.
Live for it, actually.
Yeah, but then again, do we understand when it is time to just let go and not cross over to being...
Is it cheating if I'm chatting with a girl and I sent her the cucumber emoji? Is that cheating?
It is suggestive.
Yeah, I mean, it is suggestive.
Is cheating.
How is
what
that cheating?
What are you expecting as a reply from her?
Maybe
a
peach emoji.
You can send me the peach emoji.
What's
the connotation of the peach emoji?
I mean, could stand for booty.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, something soft.
You send the cucumber, she send the booty. What next?
I mean, we're having conversation. It's just part of...
Why is civil conversation having such suggestive emojis in
there? Who says we're having civil conversation?
Why are you having a conversation with somebody who's not your girlfriend?
Not civil.
Wait, why are you having a conversation? a non-civil conversation with somebody who's not your girlfriend while you are dating somebody.
Yeah, the question is, why shouldn't I?
Why did you?
That is why it's called cheating.
No,
it's cheating.
You are having conversations that are not just cordial, not civil, not, you know, just
look.
Regular
it's,
conversation.
It's so
it is
hard.
Crossing.
Is it physical?
It's listen.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Guys,
it could
guys,
be virtual. Guys. It could be physical.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
It's so hard to be in a committed relationship these days. You turn left and right. It's just temptations all over the place.
Ass all over the place.
You know, it's somebody's trying to offer you free sex every now and again.
Do you have to take it?
You're being a strong guy. You're not taking it.
Do you have
and
to take it?
Now, the one place you can run and hide, you guys still want to take it.
Like, seriously.
I cannot even flirt.
Wait, what is the reason why you cannot take the free sex that has been offered to you?
Because that's cheating.
That's cheating. But now you're looking for a lacuna or a gap for you to, you know, let me run to this secret place to take what you cannot take wholly. You cannot take it to your full, but you want to take it through flirting.
I don't even have intentions. I don't have intentions of fucking.
You are sending cucumber and then she's sending pictures.
Yes, that's
we
what
have to accept in the present day.
Yes.
More than 80% of the times people are fucked is courtesy of them having those type of conversations with the.
Now there they start. Now class dance they start.
People
don't get self-control. Let's blame them. Some of us, we have it.
Yes.
So we can flirt and leave it at that.
Why can't your self-control keep you from starting the flirtatious communication in the first place?
I don't even see a reason why I should not be flirting.
Exactly.
It's not cheating.
Because you are committed to another woman.
That's right.
Whatever flirtatious messages you want to send or you want to exchange it with your woman.
I mean, how far would you guys go with this thing? Tomorrow night, say you cannot say hello to another girl if she's not your woman.
See, it's you are allowed.
You will not greet your colleagues at work.
You cannot even greet your colleagues at work.
You are allowed to say hello. You are allowed your salutations.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed compliments. Mm-hmm. Your colleague or maybe a random stranger you met at the mall is spotting a really nice weave. I'm like, oh, this weave looks good on you, ma'am. As a gentleman that you are.
Yeah, and they hate that.
And
don't
you
ever call her ma'am. Like, are you trying to dig your own grave?
How do you know?
Are you trying to dig your own
grave?
There's
a way you say ma'am that is not even in a complimentatious way.
Even the grandmothers don't like you calling them ma'am.
Whatever. Anyways,
you people now, should not
the
take
conversation.
From us.
The conversation can now be, oh, I would like to get one for my woman. Can you help me or recommend a vendor for me? And that ends there. That ends there. You can even collect the person's number.
After
and
such a boring
calm
conversation.
Down.
Who's gonna
after
give
such
you
a boring
wait,
conversation?
Wait, I don't understand.
Who give you their number?
Wait, I don't understand.
After saying you look good, ma'am. You
see,
ain't getting
see,
nothing.
You are being a gentleman.
Yeah.
But anyway, scratch the man. Please don't say that.
Don't
say that. This is not Bridgerton era. But you get my point. Like, you can have civil conversation, you know, compliment the opposite gender and all of that. And not necessarily be flirtatious about it. But when you're saying, wow, I love the way this hair is so long that it's touching your butt. Or the way your the combat jeans you're wearing is framing your bosom. I mean, not the bosom, chin, your
breasts,
and all of that. Like, are you,
your melon.
I can't even comment her if she has a camel toe. Like, you know.
Like, why?
I'm just saying. I'm just going with one of your examples.
That's even borderline disrespectful for some women who see themselves in a certain light.
Really?
You can't just meet somebody for the first time and start complimenting her on her body parts. Like, why?
Look, I get that.
Hold on. Have you been on social media recently?
It's happening on social media doesn't make it right. And that's why we are having this conversation.
It doesn't make it right.
That's why we
are having
this conversation.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
I mean, she's showing you pictures. She's sending you pictures of her ass. What do you think she wants?
How
she wants you to
you
compliment
start
her
a conversation
ass?
That is
go.
Leading
she
her
wants
to sending you,
to... you
ass and you sending your
because
drink.
Because females are sexy like that.
I mean,
not everyone is a frigid old ma'am, according to you.
I'm on the internet, right? I'm trying to catch crews, and this girl posts something on her status. She has a nice booty, and she puts it out on display.
And that is all you can see.
That's all she puts out on display. Like,
that's all she wants.
A nice
to
booty.
See.
But
so
in
I
the comments,
a,
in
I
the comments, did you see
a flirtatious, compliment? Nice ass, you know, say something like that.
And she likes that shit. She likes it. She double taps on that shit, man.
Big time.
See, you know what? On social media these days, such pictures have complimenting comments like, do unto others what you want to be done to you. Like some motivational quotes. I don't know if you've noticed that. Why can't you just read the motivational quotes and move on?
To a girl
you see when the cleavage and she's saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I was like, woo, yes, ma'am.
When a girl puts her picture out there looking all sexy and and the caption says, a snack you should try. What am I to do, man?
You have a woman at home whose snack
Thank
you can
you.
Only
which
snack
is
on.
Which is why I'm not trying to snack on her snack.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to drop a small, a flirtatious comment. I see you, baby.
You've had the thoughts of snacking on a snack.
No, listen.
See.
How would you feel?
Let me give you a theory. I believe there are so many men who are being faithful to their relationships because they are flirting.
Yeah.
With other women.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
Preach.
This flirting is a distraction from, you know what, going
actually,
to
doing
the real thing.
I don't understand.
If you take this flirting from a lot of men, they would end up cheating.
They'll become sexually emancipated.
Now, you know, there are this free sex I was talking about that they're offering these days. You have no option than to take it because your energy is full, man. The vibe is there.
You need to let out.
There's nowhere else to let it out. But you used to have a place called flirting where you would just go there and flirt.
And then Michael wants to take it.
But you will not go
so
and smash.
So flirting,
now, if you want to take flirting.
Flirting.
So I'll do all this energy.
Flirting is saving all these marriages, right?
Yes, now.
Finally, to making money. It's not every time woman. Country is hard. Things are difficult. Carry the energy and hustle. There's a point I kind of like want us to touch on here. How come no one ever thinks about what your significant other is currently going through, courtesy of what you're doing?
Wait, do you think that others do not flirt with her? Other guys don't flirt with her?
And you are comfortable with that?
No, that's the thing. You don't need to know.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to
know.
But you start hiding things that you don't know.
Emotionally,
transparency in a relationship.
Emotionally, right? You doing what you're doing.
If you want a transparent, date a glass.
It's hurting.
Wow.
Date glass.
Wow.
Date glass.
Eric, my point is, you are in a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
So that means their mental state is also your business.
Mm-hmm.
Their state of mind should also be your business. So if what you're doing, you know deep down that, you know, is something that this particular girl is not going to like, why do you still do that? Don't you consider her?
I mean,
in all of
when
this,
how many list of things do you have that you will not do because your significant other does not like?
As many as they are.
You cannot leave
comfortable with.
Hold on. Who is
the same
this?
Way. The same way she would. You know.
You cannot live a life like that. It's not possible for you to say, whatever my woman does not like, I will not do. You can say it. You can just say it to her to make her feel good. If we are being honest.
Okay, but
there has to.
It's not possible now. There are a couple of them that you know are no good areas.
Yeah, I mean, of course,
exactly.
There are very many things that you restrain yourself from doing because you know your woman is not going to be happy.
But it doesn't include cheating. It doesn't include flirting.
One of
she
them
doesn't like flirting.
One of them is cheating.
Uh-huh.
You don't
one.
Cheat because you're gonna. But because you're trying not to cheat, which is what is going to offend your woman, you have a space called flirting. So now you go and flirt so you don't end up cheating.
And if she doesn't like you flirting, she just wants you to
the
give
the last thing you
want to
do is infidelity. It's so bad, man. Infidelity is
oh, really?
It's
crazy.
So
really?
Bad.
Wow.
So you shouldn't,
I'm just finding that out today from you.
You shouldn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you can not to cheat. One of the things is to flirt.
Flirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. It's not cheating.
The lesser of two
Let's
evils.
Not put in these two things together. It's different things.
I love R. Kelly.
It's Cool FM Canals for Play Podcast.
The conversation we're having on this episode is flirting cheating, and the guys in the studio find it, especially Detox and Eric, that nah,
it's not
there should be a leeway called flirting so as to save a lot of marriages.
Yes.
Anyways, you're listening to
not just marriages, relationships generally.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast, a Cool FM Kano podcast. You can find us on www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Moving on, I want to ask, do you subscribe to this opinion that whatever you cannot do in the presence of your partner, or whatever you cannot open up to your partner about, is considered as cheating.
Nope, it's not.
I don't subscribe.
That's
to
like
that,
the honestly. Dumbest thing ever, somebody ever said.
And was that constructed by a 6 year old
many years ago? I don't know what was wrong with that.
But what happened to transparency?
Were like 2 months old or something.
Maybe.
How can you say if you can't do it in front of your woman, then it's cheating? That's even lesser than flirting. Do you understand? That's like down there. It's down there on the
kindergarten stuff.
I mean, I'll give a perfect example. Does she know how much you earn? If you're keeping how much you earn from her, is that
cheating?
No. I'm talking about your interaction with the opposite sex.
Okay.
Now you both are in a place, maybe at a cocktail or something like that, and you see a really nice lady in a body suit or a bodycon dress, and your eyes are darting all over the place.
And I go something like, "Ooh, look at that ass."
Would you say that in the presence of your girlfriend or your woman?
I would not. But if she posted it on social media, why not? I'll send that thing.
For the fact that you cannot do it in her presence.
It's giving people.
The fact that you cannot do it in her presence. Why do you want to do it in her absence?
Let me trying to blame me for respecting my woman.
Let me blow your brains out.
So you don't mind disrespecting her?
Guys,
behind her back.
Guys, no, okay.
So that is not absolute respect. That is subjective respect. If you cannot respect her behind her back.
Mikey, what about all those females that you're with them, your better half? You see, she sees the breast, the ass of this babe that just walked in, and like, "Babe, what do you make of that?" She's the one pointing you in that direction.
If that is your type of relationship, that means she's comfortable with it. Yeah. She's even giving you the leeway. You are both flexing to get that.
So
if you cannot do it with her in her presence, tell her about it. That as I was driving today, there was a girl that I found
in love. Which type of relationship is this?
I do not know.
Just the kind of relationship that is as open as a book.
Nobody and has that relationship.
Says who? Why? Why can't you have that
Nobody's
relationship?
That.
Because not everybody is dating a pane of glass.
People,
no one dates.
We're talking about human beings with emotions. There are certain things. It's not like you're trying. There are certain things you're not trying to tell your woman or a person
because you're not a snitch.
Because no, and
you're not a
It's a way longer conversation when you mention those things. And some of these things, you just let them be. I mean, I complimented a woman at the restaurant. So I go home, I'm like, "Ooh, today, blah, blah."
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Out of respect, I may not share that information with her.
And there's a possibility of her actually misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a long conversation.
It depends on the kind of relationship you have.
See, Michael, trust me,
Eric just said there are couples who the woman will be the one to say, "Omo, see that babe. She's got a really nice ass.
Baby, don't you think her ass looks good?"
Yeah. So why do you think there are no couples like that
now
out
you
there?
You want to be the Jew man that say, No, I don't.
I still stand with the opinion that if you're going to do things in secret, something that you're not proud enough to tell your wife about it.
See, listen.
It's problematic.
She knew,
your interaction
she knew who
with
I was. Oh my God. She knew who I was before we got married.
Oh, so she understand that
she
you are.
She knew that I am a pussy pirate.
Oh, yeah, community.
She knows that I am a filling station of the PLC brand.
Okay. Whatever rocks the boat of you and your woman.
She understands.
But
so
for some women who do not subscribe to all of that, then they shouldn't be knocked on the head for feeling the type of way when they find out that their partner is doing that.
I mean, it's okay to look. Let's not make it seem like, you know, don't put your woman's feelings, don't consider your woman, your partner's feelings. Do whatever you want. That's not the message.
No.
The message is that flirting is not cheating.
It is not.
These are two different things and they should always be kept in different boxes.
Are you touching her physically?
Cheating is very bad and men, don't do it.
See, flirting doesn't even have to be verbal. Your body language, your eyes.
Like the emotional, what's the name? Eric said it doesn't have to be fit. No, you could be cheating emotionally, sir.
How?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, because hold on.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Yeah? Your girl doesn't have a big booty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You love her for other reasons.
In my head, she does.
Yeah, but physically. Mm. I mean, let's speak physically right now. And then you go out and then you see, for example, 8 different women all having superb booties. And you're out there giving compliments to these booties. I'm thinking to myself, what message in the presence of your woman.
In the presence of your woman is disrespectful.
Number one. Number two.
If she's not there.
If he's not there, the dude also know. that there are some times that you could be suggestive. I've seen men who do that. You probably see a girl with a certain hairstyle on. You see them all throughout the day. Your girl is not there. And then when you get home, you start being suggestive towards her. And darling, what is there a possibility of you rocking a certain type of hair? Guess what you're doing? You are bringing that vibe that is outside the house. You're bringing it into your home. And guess what? It's going to get to a point where your girl feels like, nah, it feels like I am in a competition with someone
imaginary
else.
Girls.
Now, you think that is not going to be considered cheating? No. Emotionally?
It's Cool FM Cano's 4Play Podcast.
Or another example is,
oh my god,
I think we mistake, okay, having sex, or okay, we think cheating is when you actually go out and have sex with another person.
I think that's, that's where we should keep it, man.
Why? see when you're going on dates with a certain woman, you're enjoying that woman's company.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying her company more than you enjoy the company of your woman. That's
who
cheating.
Who says it's more than?
Who says it's more than?
If I go out with my woman 30 times and I go out with one girl, I'm not getting
her. You are looking forward to the next one.
Your 30 times might not even equate that once.
Yes.
You might go out with her just once, but guess what? You might probably even like her company.
What I'm hearing here is people who don't have self-control. Look, now people when they get control, they say
the lady sent cucumber and she sent peaches right back, and she says, you know what? It starts with an honest conversation about you guys meeting up. You're just going to tell her, I'm in a relationship.
We are flirting. I have a woman. Don't try to fuck me. I beg you. Don't do it.
And besides, who says flirting has to do with anything verbal? It can just be as simple as eye contact.
That's what I said earlier. You were saying that you trust anything.
No, it's
your
not.
Body language. Oh, even licking your lips and all of those winkings and everything. That's flirting.
But it's not cheating. Now, will you say
it's not cheating? No.
Licking of your lips like this when you see
passing a message to the other person.
You see
that
God's creation.
You are interested.
You lick your lips.
You know what? You know what?
Now
you know
say
what?
It's cheating.
You know what? What is good or what is allowed in the confines of morality is you complimenting the person. Like complimenting them ho-ha and just moving on. But when it becomes all those shenanigans that you are winking and all of that, you are passing a message that you are interested in them.
First of all, if
you are passing a message you are interested with another woman, why you have a woman at home that is freaking cheating?
Wait, hold on. You are passing a message and the message is being received wholeheartedly.
Regardless of how it's received or not.
No, there you go. You can't do that.
But you are the one passing
the message. She has the choice. The person that you are passing the message to has a choice.
That's not the conversation we are having here. The conversation is that why are you passing the message in the first place?
See, listen, it's like you throw sand in the air and it floats. You know, go run.
Wait.
You know, go run.
There's a babe here and right now, and you are doing all it takes. You are passing all your moves to let her notice you and pass across a message that you are interested in her.
Listen, see,
that's flirting. That's flirting, right?
Okay.
Right? Do we all regard that as flirting?
No.
That okay?
She's staring at you, or you're staring at her.
You guys are holding your stare. Mm-hmm. You are doing all those, you know,
eye contact,
walking, whatever, all the works. And the goal behind that is that you are passing a message, you are communicating to her, verbally or non-verbally, that you are interested in her.
No,
we're only... Listen, see, I like that you've said this. We need to wrap up the conversation.
Let's kill it.
We need to wrap up.
Let's kill this.
Some men have put us in trouble because they flirted and they took it to the next step. You should know that flirting is right there. If only people were able to keep flirting at flirting level,
simple.
We would not have any problems.
There you go.
People have moved from flirting to cheating. Now, automatically, it seems like once you're flirting, the end goal is to have sex or to cheat.
No!
Flirting should be treated as flirting. That's what it is. When somebody cheats, you treat them as they're cheating. So, we need to draw the line. If you're one of those who's been flirting and then it leads to cheating, when you're in a relationship, I think you need to stop. You need to stop it.
Or you
because
do like...
flirting is flirting. That's what it is.
Or you do like Toki and Eric, right? You do all the flirting and the next minute you can't even remember you even saw anyone that you were even flirting
with. Leave flirting as flirting.
Put your significant other into consideration.
100%. That's why you should not cheat.
And that is why if they consider flirting cheating, you should not.
It's not them. It's not their definition.
No. The both of you. The both of you are in a relationship.
Oh, tomorrow I can consider sleeping, being awake.
Hold on. Both of you are in a relationship, so that means you have to also listen to what they have to say. If she hates guys complimenting her or even flirting with her, the moment they do that, she tells them, "Nah, I really do not want you to do this because I'm in a relationship. I would hate you to, you know, be flirtatious around me. My guy, for example, doesn't like it." It ends there. If she doesn't like that for herself, you two should be able to restrain.
What if she does?
That's a different ball game entirely.
Oh, different ball game.
Yeah, both of you understand.
Is that cheating?
I mean, in a relationship, both of you. Wait, we have
cheating.
We had conversation. People are in open relationships now. You can go ahead and do not you, not only you being the open one. That's you cheating. But if your partner is aware, we are in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. When we are together, we are together. If we go our separate ways, that's not considered cheating because both of you are on the same page.
Okay, how would each of us feel when their girlfriends or their woman, as the case may be, is being flirted with?
I mean, that's not
physically or through
that's
virtual
not an
means.
Issue at
that's
all.
Not an issue, man.
It all depends. Does she like it? If you're flirting with my woman and she likes it, that's fine. If you're flirting with my woman and she doesn't like it, then I have a problem with you for flirting with my woman and she doesn't like it and she's told you but you keep going.
So we wouldn't mind if she's actually, you know, accepting and entertaining the flirtatious messages.
Flirting is different from cheating. If you keep it at flirting,
okay,
there's nothing wrong.
If it doesn't go beyond that,
yeah,
okay,
I have a problem with that. As far as I am concerned, we need to draw a proper line. There are certain things that you say that will be disrespectful. I don't think I'll be here just imagining it in my head though, until a guy tries to then I'll let him know that, no, excuse me, son, I know that this your flirting is not cheating, according to Detox and Eric.
Okay.
But it is subjective. To me, do not cross this line. You can give honest compliments and let it stop there.
Exactly. And I think this is a very good place to leave it. Let's be respectful. And of course, when your flirtatious messages or whatever communication is not being received well by the other party, please stop. Mm-hmm. Don't be a harasser. Thank you very much for being a part of today's episode. Do come back again.
Yay.
And you can always find even more episodes before now and some after this one on www.coolfm.ng/cano. From me, Magnificent.
Yeah, I'm Detox.
Pirates of the Pussy, Eric, signing out.
The Black Genius, Mr. Mega with a double G. Peace.
See you next time.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.